how systemic racism created unequal pathways for Black men and Black women and turned educational success into a social divide. The educational rise of Black women cannot be fully understood without examining the different pressures historically imposed on Black men and Black women within America's racial order. For much of American history, Black male independence was treated as more than a social development. It was perceived as a challenge to establish systems of racial and economic hierarchy, economic self-sufficiency, land ownership, political participation, military service, entrepreneurship, and educational advancement frequently brought Black men into conflict with institutions designed to preserve existing power structures. This dynamic was embedded not only in individual prejudice, but also in systems of law enforcement, labor regulation, voting restrictions, education, housing, and criminal justice. Its effects can be seen in the destruction of prosperous Black communities, such as Tulsa's Greenwood District, the systematic dispossession of Black-owned farmland, campaigns of racial terror and lynching, wrongful convictions, discriminatory policing practices, and cases such as those of George Stinney Jr., the Exonerated Five, and Rodney King. Countless lesser-known individuals also had their lives shaped by institutions that too often presumed Black male guilt, danger, or inferiority. The intentions behind these policies and practices varied across time and place, but their outcomes were remarkably consistent. Black men were disproportionately subjected to surveillance, exclusion, criminalization, political disenfranchisement, economic displacement, and violence. In many instances, institutions that should have provided protection instead became mechanisms of restriction. Understanding this history helps explain why educational inequality within Black America cannot be reduced to questions of motivation or cultural preference. Black men did not simply choose different outcomes. They were more likely to encounter forces that interrupted their schooling, removed them from their households, restricted their employment opportunities, destabilized wealth accumulation, and transformed routine interactions with authority into potential encounters with punishment. The consequences extended far beyond individual lives. Because men often occupied or were expected to occupy central economic and protective roles within families, their exclusion weakened entire households. Incarceration, employment discrimination, housing segregation, racial violence, and land dispossession disrupted family continuity, hindered wealth accumulation, and reduced the ability of Black communities to convert labor into lasting economic power. Black women, meanwhile, faced profound forms of racism and sexism of their own. They endured exploitation, sexual violence, wage discrimination, political marginalization, and stereotypes that continue to influence their treatment in schools and workplaces. Their educational advancement should never be mistaken for evidence of a fair or welcoming system. What differed was not the existence of oppression, but the way it was often expressed. Black women were frequently underestimated rather than viewed as an immediate political or physical threat. In some institutions, that underestimation created limited opportunities. Schools, churches, hospitals, public agencies, and employers often admitted Black women into positions considered supportive, educational, administrative, or service-oriented, roles seen as subordinate and non-threatening to the broader social order. Those opportunities were narrow and unequal, but Black women transformed them into something larger. This advancement is reflected in federal education data. During the 2021-22 academic year, Black women earned 130,424 of the 199,962 bachelor's degrees awarded to Black students, approximately 65.2%. Black men earned 69,538, meaning Black women received nearly two bachelor's degrees for every one received by a Black man. They entered teaching, nursing, clerical work, social services, public administration, and higher education. Black women's participation in higher education has also consistently exceeded that of Black men across many recent years. According to the National Center for Education Statistics, the college enrollment rate among Black women ages 18 to 24 was higher than the corresponding rate for Black men in 2013, 2014, 2017, 2018, 2020, and 2021, while the difference was not statistically measurable in the remaining years examined. This places Black women among the most educationally engaged populations within Black America, even though the data do not support describing them as the single most highly enrolled demographic group in every year. They earned credentials, built professional networks, supported families, organized communities, and steadily converted positions of limited authority into platforms for advancement. Their ascent was neither accidental nor generously granted. It was achieved through persistence, adaptation, and the strategic use of opportunities that many institutions underestimated. While much of the most visible punitive power of American institutions fell disproportionately upon Black men, Black women increasingly leveraged access to education and professional employment to establish a growing presence within major institutions. A system that often assumed weakening Black men would weaken Black communities underestimated the capacity of Black women to sustain families, build organizations, and accumulate educational and professional influence. This does not mean Black women benefited from the hardships imposed on Black men. Quite the opposite. They frequently bore many of the economic, emotional, and familial consequences. They were often required to support households, care for relatives, compensate for lost income, and navigate institutions on behalf of family members affected by exclusion or criminalization. Their educational advancement was therefore both a triumph and a burden. Black men often encountered overt forms of surveillance, criminalization, and exclusion. These disparities continue into adulthood. At the end of 2023, Black adults were imprisoned in state or federal facilities at a rate of 1,218 per 100,000, compared with 231 per 100,000 white adults, a rate more than five times as high. Among males ages 18 and 19, the imprisonment rate for Black males was 352 per 100,000, approximately 12 times the rate recorded for white males of the same age. Although Black Americans constituted a much smaller share of the national population, they represented 33% of sentenced state and federal prisoners at year-end 2023. Black women were more often channeled into undervalued roles and expected to remain useful without becoming powerful. Yet education gradually altered that equation. Credentials became professional standing. Professional standing became institutional influence, and influence became a pathway to broader social and political power. What began as tolerated participation evolved into a claim to authority. That is the broader context behind the educational ascent of Black women. Their progress occurred alongside persistent barriers to Black male advancement, and within a larger system that constrained Black economic and political independence. The system did not eliminate Black ambition. It distributed obstacles unevenly. Black men were often treated as threats to be contained. Black women were often treated as labor to be utilized and voices to be underestimated. Both were denied equality, but through different mechanisms. And within the space created by that miscalculation, Black women built one of the most significant educational advancements in modern American history. The social consequence of unequal educational pathways. One of the most visible consequences of these divergent pathways appears in the intimate and social lives of educated Black women. As Black women entered higher education and professional institutions in increasing numbers, many Black men continued to face disproportionate exposure to underfunded schools, disciplinary exclusion, unemployment, incarceration, neighborhood disinvestment, discriminatory policing, and restricted access to wealth-building opportunities. The result was not merely a gap in academic achievement. It was the emergence of increasingly different social trajectories within the same community. Many Black women converted educational attainment into professional credentials, economic independence, geographic mobility, and access to middle-class institutions. Meanwhile, many Black men encountered barriers that interrupted education, weakened employment prospects, reduced income stability, and limited opportunities to accumulate property and social capital. This divergence narrowed the number of Black men occupying the same educational, professional, and economic spaces as highly educated Black women. The issue is often framed as a matter of personal preference or unrealistic standards. Yet educational attainment frequently functions as a proxy for broader forms of compatibility, ambition, financial stability, intellectual outlook, lifestyle, long-term planning, and shared social experiences. People tend to form relationships within the environments they regularly inhabit. when Black women are increasingly concentrated in universities, professional workplaces, healthcare systems, government institutions, and managerial occupations, while fewer Black men are present in those same spaces, opportunities for partnership naturally decline. This does not suggest that Black men lack intelligence, character, or ambition. It highlights the difference between potential and opportunity. A man may possess the qualities necessary for success while having encountered disruptions that prevented those qualities from being converted into credentials, income, or professional status. School suspensions, financial instability, family disruption, employment discrimination, criminal records, and early exposure to policing can permanently alter life trajectories, even when ability remains intact. The disparity begins well before adulthood. In the 2021-22 school year, Black boys constituted only 8% of public K-12 enrollment, yet represented 18% of students receiving in-school suspensions, 22% of those receiving out-of-school suspensions, and 21% of students expelled. Their representation among students receiving out-of-school suspensions was therefore approximately 2.75 times their share of enrollment. Black students overall represented 15% of public school enrollment, but accounted for 28% of students referred to law enforcement and 33% of students subjected to school-related arrest. The resulting imbalance reflects more than individual decisions. It reflects the cumulative effects of institutions that shaped Black men and Black women through different forms of pressure. Over time, these unequal pathways produce challenges in dating, marriage, and family formation. Educated Black women may find fewer Black men who share similar educational experiences, professional environments, or economic circumstances. Some may feel forced to choose between cultural familiarity and social compatibility. Some Black men may experience the growing educational and economic success of Black women as a challenge to traditional expectations surrounding male provision and status. These tensions are often discussed as personal conflicts, but they have deeper structural roots. The same forces that restricted Black male access to education, employment, property, and institutional legitimacy also required many Black women to become increasingly self-sufficient. They were often expected to serve as providers, decision makers, and stabilizing figures within their families and communities. This produced a striking contradiction. Black women were encouraged, often by necessity, to become educated, independent, and professionally successful. Yet after achieving that success, they are sometimes criticized for being too ambitious, too self-reliant, or too selective. At the same time, Black men are often judged solely by their present socioeconomic status without sufficient consideration of the historical and institutional barriers that helped shape it. The issue is not that Black women advanced too far, nor that Black men failed to work hard enough. The issue is that both groups were placed on different tracks within the same racial system. One was underestimated and allowed limited access to institutions that it later learned to master. The other was more frequently surveilled, criminalized, and excluded from those institutions before its potential could fully develop. The educational and social gap that emerged is now felt most acutely in the search for partnership. Black women did not create the shortage of Black men at comparable educational and economic levels. Nor should Black men be reduced to the barriers they faced. The imbalance is the intimate expression of a larger historical reality. It is what happens when a society restricts the advancement of Black men, demands extraordinary resilience from Black women, and then treats the resulting disconnection as a private failure rather than a public consequence.